Good morning.
Is it morning? No, afternoon. We're doing all right already. My subject today is the coffee shop, or it will become known as British cannabis culture as the cannabis cafes. I imagine, as some of you here have experience with cannabis cafes, and imagine that you know what they're like in here or Britain or Holland. Maybe some members of legislation lobby choose not to agree with the coffee shop culture, but I don't agree with fox hunting either. As others here today, I've been in involved in coffee shop activism, and the coffee shops in Worthing had strict rules, which included no under 18s, no hard drugs, and this has ensured that minors didn't get supplied and broke the link between cannabis and hard drugs. It also helped foster a great spirit of solidarity. On the street, the minimum age to buy drugs is £10. And the difference between hard and soft drugs is the dealer's profiteering, really. There's no protection for minors, and certainly no discrimination between hard and soft drugs. It's a wonder that the whole situation is a mess. Does a coffee shop system solve all the drug-related problems? No, of course not, but it's a step in the right direction. Coffee shops also create an adult alcohol-free environment, which, for recovering alcoholics such as myself, is fantastic. Plus, no soap bar. No temptation, no peer pressure, and it makes it a lot easier for me to stay on course and do the things I do. Coffee shops also serve the community socially, as it's well demonstrated by the amount of disabled guests that we got in the coffee shops that didn't feel safe in pubs but loved the environment of peace in the coffee shops. Our disabled guests also brought cannabis for less than we paid for it. And this was made possible because of the social sales subsidising the medical sales. Politically too, our coffee shops were good as they brought cannabis users out of the woodwork and into the open. This meant people were talking to each other about the cannabis culture, the situations, the issues, whether biz was doing anything or what was happening. And we could all get collectively together. This wouldn't have happened in pubs or bars. So let's recap. Our coffee shop protected minors, separated hard and soft drugs, created an environment that was good for recovering alcoholics, gave disabled people a safe and social environment, enabled them to get good quality medical cannabis at extremely cheap prices, and finally promoted political activity in the cannabis campaign. So I'd like to ask those of you who don't agree with the coffee shop culture system to come and see me later and tell me why. Because I can't begin to imagine your anti-arguments, but I'm always prepared to listen. And thank you to all the coffee shop entrepreneurs like Colin, Chris and all the others. I think we should give a big hand of applause for what they've done to try and get it on the streets, yeah? So this is the people who have been... Right, thank you. I hope I haven't bored you too much. Enjoy the rest.
Hello. Do we have Tom Hanson here? That's him. He's on his way down to talk about opening people's minds.